A History of Britain by Simon Sharma. Read by Stephen Thorne. At the Edge of the World, 3000 BC to AD 1603. The cradle rocks above an abyss, and common sense tells us that our existence is but a brief crack of light between two eternities of darkness. Nature expects a full-grown man to accept the two black voids, fore and aft, as stolidly as he accepts the extraordinary visions in between. Imagination, the supreme delight of the immortal and the immature, should be limited. In order to enjoy life, we should not enjoy it too much. I rebel against this state of affairs. Vladimir Nabokov, Speak Memory. I shall cheerfully bear the reproach of having descended below the dignity of history if I can succeed in placing before the English of the 19th century a true picture of the life of their ancestors. Thomas Babington Macaulay, The History of England. Those conquered kings pass furiously away. Gods die in flesh and spirit, and live in print. Each library a misquoted tyrant's home. Robert Lowell, End of a Year, from History. Preface. History clings tight, but it also kicks loose. Disruption, as much as persistence, is its proper subject. So, although the great theme of British history seen from the 20th century is endurance, its counterpoint, seen from the 21st, must be alteration.